Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll free, 877-TAP-COINS. That's 877-TAP-COINS. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. Coins Plus can also be contacted through the website at www.coinsplus.com, where all of our previously recorded radio shows are available for your download or listening pleasure. We've also recently added consumer alerts to our homepage of coinsplus.com to kind of prepare you as a consumer. For what you're doing out there. A lot of people in this is the information age, and we all have the desire to shop around and look around, and it's kind of fun and it's kind of neat. And even when we're buying stuff, if we're loyal to one company, we'll start looking at others. And lo and behold, out there, it's not uncommon that we find places that appear to have some pretty competitive pricing. Well, unfortunately, what we're seeing take place a lot out here is what you see is not exactly what you get in a lot of cases. The numismatic coin business has been an unregulated business as long as time can tell. A lot of coin shops and coin dealers in general have a different level of scruples or integrity than you may be used to. And a lot of people assume sometimes that dealing with a precious metals investment broker is similar to dealing with a stock broker. And I don't mean in the fact that, you know, stocks are a bad investment. But what I am referring to is the fact that, you know, stockbrokers make a certain amount of commission, and it's usually a few percent, and you can buy from them. And in general, you don't have to be too guarded until you get into some exotic types of investments, like limited partnerships or whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people in this business that, they have a different level of scruples, and there's a lot of craziness going on. First of all, there is a lot of pressure on the metals. It's tough to get metals. Coins Plus is incredibly well connected after over a decade of hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and in contacts. We've had over 100,000 individual transactions with consumers and dealers. And so we are well connected, so we can locate the metal, and we have relationships with people that very few people can work with. We know where there's metal at that other people don't know about, etc. So one thing that happens is if you have a real positive, pleasant experience with somebody, you assume that everybody else is going to treat you the same way. And again, what I'm saying is at Coins Plus, we're finding that that's not always the case. One of the primary reasons we originally got on the radio with the show was because there's some companies out there that, in our opinion, are taking advantage of people. They advertise to the Christian audience, because when people become Christian and they get to know the Word, they understand what's coming down the pipe, they understand that tangible assets are the thing to have, they understand that gold is and silver are endorsed and authorized by God as true wealth, that they've lasted from the beginning of written human history as the pinnacle form of wealth without exception. And because of that awareness, a lot of the companies that want to sell this stuff will begin to advertise on Christian radio. Well, first of all, a lot of them are not Christian owned and operated. In fact, the majority of them that I'm aware of are not, but they are advertising on the Christian radio. In a lot of cases, you got to watch for what I would refer to as wolves in sheep's clothing that are preying on the vulnerability of the Christian audience. What these companies desire to do is to sell the customer numismatic coins that they can put exorbitantly high premiums on to gouge, essentially, to make tremendous profits. They use the confiscation pitch. They say, well, you want pre-33 U.S. numismatic coins because they went through the confiscation of 33. There's truth in their statement, but it's not full truth. The full truth is there's nothing wrong with a lot of the coins they're selling. In fact, most of the companies are selling semi-numismatic coins that they can get all they want of. They're not going to sell you true rarities because they can't go out and pitch them due to volume. If they have eight salesmen on the phone that sells the same rare coin in an hour, well, they've only got one rare coin, and it's not that easy with truly rare coins to just go out and get seven more. So they sell things like common date, no model, St. Gaudens, 1908s and stuff, which are a great investment. They've done incredibly well. They've far outpaced the precious metals themselves. But what we're running into and what we're seeing out there a lot is a few deceptive business practices that we've covered on the homepage of our website. And I've broke those down into three basic categories. Category number one is what we call bait and switch pricing. These companies will have, you know, the information age, the internet, first made life tough for them. Now, if you're going to be honest and ethical, and the internet is fine. But if you don't want to be honest and ethical, and you want to publish what you're charging stuff for on the internet, you can't do it because people can shop you too easily. So what these companies have done is they have the desire and goal, first and foremost, to sell you numismatic coins at exorbitant premiums. The commission salesperson or account executive does not make money unless they have a very healthy level of profit on the deal. So what they've done is they decided if you can't beat them, join them. They've decided to start advertising bullion prices on their website to draw the phone caller in. The prices they're advertising are below the real wholesale pricing. These are, you know, American Eagles or Buffaloes or Maple Leafs. They're advertising them below what dealers pay for them. And it's not that they have a better source or they're bigger. Coins Plus is plenty big, and we're in all the secure dealer networks that these other companies are on. In fact, we can see them conduct transactions on a daily basis. They have to pay the same prices that we do to get the material. And we... Well, one example would be the gold buffaloes. I've showed two customers in our shop where one company in particular that has pretty ticker tapes on their system and everything, and it looks real, real legitimate, is offering gold buffaloes at $65 or $75 an ounce over spot to the general public. And there's dealers that have live bids on our secured network, which is the same network these other companies are on. There's dealers on these networks with bids at $125 an ounce over spot to buy these. So why would a company go through all the trouble to sell a product at $50 an ounce less to a retail customer than they can just pick up the phone, call a dealer, and sell it to them and go home and call it a day? Well, the reason is it's bait and switch pricing. They put lowball pricing out that's below wholesale to get you to call. The first person who answers the phone is the yes person. No matter what you ask, you betcha, yes, we can, absolutely, those are the prices, no problem. However, we can't fully commit to anything until you wire the money. So you go ahead and you put your trust in these people and you wire the money. Now you get to talk to individual number two. Individual number two's job is to convert you to numismatic coins with exorbitant profits. Let me repeat again. The coins they're selling are not the problem. In fact, the coins they're selling can be incredible investment vehicles. It's the pricing that's an issue, folks. Please understand. That's why I'm calling it bait and switch pricing, not bait and switch products, okay? So they sell you these numismatic coins. They overprice them. Now, if you go for it, fine. They make their 40, 50% commission. Everybody high-fives. They get rich. You give them $100,000 and you walk away with $50,000 or $60,000 worth of product and you don't know what happened and it's a real sad day. If they sell you the bullion at their published prices, they actually get money taken out of their paycheck. I've heard this from a very, very reliable sources that are involved in these companies, that if they accept the loss leader pricing, they lose income. So not just the company loses income, the commission salesperson loses income. So in some cases, the commission salesperson will settle for you buying, say, a third of the product in that form, say at the 40, 50% commissions, and then the other two-thirds in bullion. If these companies can sell you a third of the product in numismatic coins, in other words, make 40 to 50% on a third of your purchase, and you still buy two-thirds of the purchase in bullion, even though they're losing 2% on the other two-thirds, they're still averaging a 12% profit on the entire investment. So they'll go for that. But if you won't go for that, it's a tough hoe. I've heard people go through hours of this abuse. I know of a person who really went through the ringer, and it took them months to get their money back. Well, they couldn't get their money back. They ended up getting the Philharmonics that they wanted. It's 6%. They ended up having to pay 12% to get them just to settle the deal out. So it's not a good situation. So in a nutshell, I hate to tell you this, but you can't believe the published pricing you're seeing out there now for precious metals products. That is a darn shame, but it's true. And at Coins Plus, we're upfront, we're honest. We quote you real prices for immediate delivery or quick delivery. Sometimes we have it in stock. Sometimes you got to wait a week or whatever. But no one's been stiff. No one's been shorted. We treat everybody fair and square. And we're super upfront. We're just trying to make a couple percent. We're real honest. That's our goal, is to operate with the highest levels of integrity. The second major issue that we're seeing out there is failure to deliver product. There's even a company in Western Washington last year that was being sued by the Attorney General for failure to deliver product. The company claims that they have a system that people don't understand of, you know, holding checks for 30 days for clearance and then waiting a few months to mint, and they claim that they're just too busy making this, that, or the other, and they claim they're selling hundreds of thousands of ounces a day, and they claim that the Royal Canadian Mint and the U.S. Mint weren't giving them product quick enough and whatever else. But there was a lawsuit which represented a lot of people for a failure to deliver product. We've had a number of customers who have been through that. We have one who called, and he apparently bought silver last August through a specific company. He has still not received it. The company advertised it'd be 14 to 16 weeks to get it. He still has not seen it. Folks, if they're advertising 14 to 16 weeks to get delivery, and they're claiming that they're a dollar below everybody else out there, doesn't that tell you something fishy's going on? As a believer, you have the discernment of the Holy Spirit, but you cannot put your greed ahead of your wisdom. You need to use common sense. Listen, I, as a businessman and what I would consider a wise consumer, I have a very strong background in money and finance. I've been in banking. I've got degrees in mathematics, a lot of education in economics. I spent years in money finance. I've ran successful businesses. I've done a lot of real estate. And one thing I've learned, I deal with local people, and I find someone that I can like and that I can trust, and I put my trust in those people. Why? Well, number one, I have someone to go back to if there's a problem. I have someone I can run questions by. If you get taken advantage of by a company in Southern California, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear the first time you're on the phone. I guarantee you, folks, when you have a problem, and we see people with tremendous problems with these companies later on, there's no recourse. You go to a company that's claiming that they're a dollar cheaper than everybody else. Even last fall, they were claiming to be a buck cheaper. The whole world was out of silver. And silver should have been trading at about 20% over spot. This company claimed to be selling at 10% over, and they continued to take orders. The whole world was out of silver, okay? If they had the silver, every dealer on earth would have bought them out in a heartbeat, but they didn't, okay? Because they knew this company wouldn't produce the silver. And yet consumers were falling in left and right. Everybody'd say, we don't have any, and they jump and they give them these tremendous amounts of money. Last spring, when they were being sued by the Attorney General, they almost went under. The owner of the business has been to prison twice already, once for, I believe, 2 years, once for six. I can't verify the length of stay, but it is a fact, okay? So this isn't his first rodeo. And but anyway, he continued to do this stuff, and last spring he was right about to break, and the metals dropped for him, and he'd had a huge quantity of undelivered product. The metals dropped by almost 50%, which basically gave him millions of dollars of spare money to deliver the metals. So it saved him there, but that isn't always going to be the case. I even had a very close friend who had done a lot of investing with us buy into this sham. He gave them $50,000 August of 2008. We're now heading into April of 2009. It's been 8 months. He has not seen his order, and he's very troubled, but he's doing his best to try to keep his mind clear and open, and he told me that he's basically considering the money gone. Will he get it someday? Maybe, probably. But I can just, all I can tell you is there are no free lunches in this business. Legitimate dealers just make a few percent. There isn't a difference out there of 10% on precious metals from fair, reputable companies. So I want you to be aware of a failure to deliver product issue. We have a customer that paid March of 08 who still has not received her metal after over a year. So this you can't even imagine what it's like for a consumer to go through that. The third unscrupulous activity that we've listed on our site that we'd like you to read about is what we call numismatic overcharging. I touched on that a little earlier here, and what they're doing, like I said, is they're just convincing you to buy pre-33 U.S. semi-numismatic or numismatic coins, which I'm not completely opposed to. I am opposed to exotic rarities. I believe that if you have a lot of exotic rarities or a certain types of exotic rarities, you need to move out of them. They're not good, and as the economy tightens and things get tough, they're going to do worse, and they're already beginning to drop. Semi-numismatic gold coins, the St. Gaudens and things like this, they're fine to own. They're going to treat you all right as long as you're not into some weird exotic esoteric level stuff. But overall, semi-numismatic has outperformed bullion, so you're fine with that. You just want to avoid certain numismatic coins, a lot of numismatic coins that are just worth too much money for what you got. We recommend, let us evaluate your holdings. We'll tell you honestly and candidly what you should have and what you shouldn't have and what you should do with it. If we tell you to get out of it, then get out of it. Let's trade you out. We'll put you into a more of a precious metals based product, which is hard times protection. That's what we do here. We're just building a nice solid investment portfolio. So anyway, the last thing there that you want to keep in mind, just avoid the numismatic overcharging. If you want semi-numismatic coins, we sell them all day, every day. Get our prices. No one will beat them. We're super fair. It's just a really straight shot. We're just trying to educate you, and we're trying to offer the best possible alternative for investing out there. We want people to be aware of what the climate that we're living in. It's not good. It's tough. We're heading into the worst times ever, and they're going to get a lot worse before they get better. You turn on the news, people, you know, are so used to 6-second sound bites, they can't even comprehend what we're doing here right now. But I can tell you it's bad, and it's going to get worse. If you just tuned in, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, which is a weekly radio program heard here Saturdays at 10 a.m. on the American Christian Network. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll-free, 1-877-TAP-COINS. That's 1-877-TAP-COINS. Or, to make it a little simpler, 1-877-827-2646. Or you can contact us through our website at coinsplus.com. As I mentioned earlier, all of our previously recorded radio shows are available for download or listening on the website. Coins Plus has some special dates and information that I'd really like you to listen to right now. Listen closely, mark this on your calendar. Coins Plus will be closed Thursday, April 2nd through Sunday, April 5th. We're always closed on Sunday, but it's a 4-day run that we're closed. We will not be open or available again Thursday, April 2nd through Sunday, April 5th. Coins Plus will be closed. Now, the secondary issue, I need to ask all my listeners a big favor. Coins Plus will be, we're going to be shorter staff March 30th through April 7th. There's a closure in there, yes. But March 30th through April 7th, we're going to be a little shorter staffed. That means we're going to have a little harder time serving our customers and clientele. And I'd just like to ask you, if you want to conduct business, give us a call. We'll take good care of you. If you want to come in, great. We're not going to be as available for the longer investment conversations that we normally are. It's just a short period of time. We need your assistance with this. As my manager says, we're going to be short-staffed and well-armed. But just if you could do us that favor and just really try to remember that that period of March 30th through April 7th, if you could just help us out by keeping things real short and sweet for us. We understand your needs. We really want to take good care of you. We really do. But we're going to have just a few guys working here. It's a very difficult place to manage with three people. And so please help us out along those lines. Please keep in mind, too, that the Coins Plus has a division, Clock Tower Jewelry. We specialize in diamonds. We sell the best diamonds at the best prices. You will not find a better price anywhere that I know of on planet Earth, okay? Unless you're a sight holder for the De Beers family, which there's only 100 of those in the world, and in some cases I think they pay more than we charge anyway. If you're looking for quality diamonds, give us a call or come on in is better. We will give you the best pricing and the best quality. We'll educate you. We'll take all the mystery and illusion out of diamonds, and we'll put a beautiful diamond on your hand or on your necklace or whatever you want. This is the time to move all your money into tangible assets, folks. You want all your money in hard assets. You don't want any paper at all. That's a great time to buy a diamond for your wife or your loved one, or we just put a beautiful diamond on the finger of a great customer. We put a nice 1.5 carat stone into a beautiful gold ring we ordered in. It took no time at all. We had it all completed within a week, and it was a custom-made piece, a nice 1.5 carat diamond. And it was a great value, and it's a great investment for that individual. It's going to go up. It's going to be a good place to have his money. Now, just so you understand diamonds, a 1 carat diamond that's nice is worth some money. If you have 10 1/10 carat diamonds with a total weight of 1 carat, that's not worth much. If you have a tennis bracelet that's 4 carats total weight, but there's 50 stones in it that are all 8/100ths of a carat, those are not worth very much. Small stones don't add up to much. If you're out buying diamonds, you want to buy the biggest diamond you can for your money. You want to avoid the tiny, small stuff, unless you just like the look, which is beautiful, as long as you understand that that is not a solid, sound investment. So, and we also buy scrap gold jewelry and diamonds. We're continuously in the market to buy that. A lot of people are bringing it in. Now's a great time to get rid of that stuff while we're available to buy it. We pay more than you'll find anywhere. We pay 3 to 4 times more than the pawn shops or your local jewelry stores. We really are super competitive on that, and it's a great place to. It's a great way to free up some cash or turn that stuff into a precious metals coin or a nice coin investment. We also buy sterling silver. Silverware, old Franklin Mint coin sets, all that kind of stuff. If you got sterling silver or even old low-grade silver coins and bars that are just shot, you know, we buy those as well. We'll melt them down and turn them into something new and a little better. This last week, we saw the Dow Jones artificially pumped up and gold and silver was held down a little bit while Obama pushes for Congress and Senate to approve his outrageous $3.6 trillion spending bill. The elitists want the illusion that all the recent debt and money creation has somehow improved the health of the stock market. As soon as Obama's budget bill is passed, we're going to see the metals continue their rally, and we're going to see the Dow start to head down again. This AIG thing, folks, has been a smokescreen to take your focus off of reality. Please, no one should care about this bonus thing. Don't fall prey to this diversion. The bonuses were $165 million. The AIG bailout was $185 billion. And Obama has spent over $3 trillion since he got in office, and he's looking for approval this month to spend almost another $4 trillion. Okay, so we're dealing with, it's looking like the Obama administration will easily double the world's M2 money supply from $10.5 trillion at the end of 2008 to over $20 trillion in 2009 alone. First and foremost, folks, we are looking at mega massive inflation. I think they're doing it on purpose. But to put these AIG bailouts into perspective, at $165 million, when the bailout was $185 billion, first of all, those bonuses are less than 1/1000th of the government money given to AIG. Secondly, for all these bailouts and stimulus plans, we've spent trillions. We're looking at $7 trillion by the end of April, by April, okay? So the AIG bonuses now are 1/7000000th of the monetary problem. 1/7000000th. It's absolutely irrelevant, but it keeps you looking away. If you think these guys don't deserve these bonuses, I will disagree with you. They had a contractual obligation. The Democrats agreed to it with no strings attached. They said that they would allow them to stand. These people had that are doing the work to clean up AIG had nothing to do with the problem in the first place. They got a contractual obligation. They agreed to work for a dollar until they got their work done, and then they get a retention bonus. The retention bonus was agreed to and confirmed time and again. I don't care what our emotions are. When they start to go in and destroy contract law in this country, that means nothing that you ever sign or agree to with anybody is sacred any longer. You can't hold people to their word. And I'm telling you, this is an absolute nothing more than a crazy diversion. It's being spun so we don't understand what's really going on, that the people involved had nothing to do with it. That basically, according to a letter from an executive stepping down to AIG, they had nothing to do with the problem. And those that created this huge credit swap issue with AIG have long since been gone, and they're not taking the heat. And then you get your Barney Franks, who's kind of a slobbering person, we'll say, moron. He wants to publish these people's names, even though they've had threats to their family and their own personal lives. He has no respect for the dignity of human life. These people are just working for a company, okay? And they have agreements, and we should honor those agreements in America. What in the heck have we become? I'm just being sickened by what we're doing to ourselves. But back to the numbers. Any way you slice it, huge inflation numbers are on the way. We need to prepare ourselves. It's undeniable and irrefutable. There are no alternative views to what we're facing monetarily. Every economist and certified analyst out there agrees the big one is ahead of us rather than behind us now. Obama, I believe, clearly wants these companies to fail. He acts as if he's trying to help the AIGs and stuff because just it's all show. He wants them to fail. He wants to nationalize everything. This last week, he proposed a bill for large corporations that says if they're not being handled properly, the government can immediately go in and seize the business and take it over and throw everybody out and take all the assets. I mean, folks, what have we become? We've become a bunch of scared socialists. This is terrifying. This is full-blown socialism. It's the result of our gluttony and our wantonness, and it's got to come to an end. It's absolutely got to come to an end. The only way to officially protect yourself from this stuff is to buy physical precious metals or semi-numismatic coins. You need to hold all of your liquid assets in these through the next year to 3 year storm that's coming, and it's ahead. Don't procrastinate any longer. It's time. It's time to make that move. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by doing this. There's no risk. So give us a call at Coins Plus, 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free 877-827-2646 or 877-TAP-COINS. Remember, March 30th through April 7th, we're short staff. We need your assistance there in time management. But it is time to make that move, and we're here to help you out. Thanks for tuning in again to True Wealth. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.